sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to your host, Becky Ivins, and I'm a real estate broker right here in the metro. My license number is 47388, and we are talking today. I've got an in-guest, in-studio guest, Brian Jones. Good morning, Brian.
How are you, Becky?
I'm doing great. Now, I'm going to ask you to talk directly into the microphone, because otherwise we get every chair squeak. And Brian, you're with Capital Glass and Mirror.
That is correct.
Okay. Because I've been wanting to have somebody on to talk about the glass. We have a lot of glass in a home.
Yes. You got your window glass, shower doors, mirrors.
There's lots of glass. Shelves.
Yes.
Shelves. Even. Your company, actually, Capital Glass and Mirror, did the in three of my homes. You guys did everything. You didn't know you were doing it for me, probably.
No.
Just whatever, they just called it in, and you did it. But I was kind of surprised that I was asked about choices. I thought, well, glass is glass, right? Didn't really think about that.
Well,
so much.
Yeah, and there's a lot of choices. Your shower doors, your cabinet door glass, even when it comes down to shelves. I mean, you have multiple options of what you can do, and it really just depends on what you want to do with it and how extravagant you want to get, you know, what you maybe want to feature in the house.
Right. Well, let's just start with windows. That's kind of the main thing. And nowadays, you don't get single-pane windows. They're all double pane or triple.
Right.
I've never heard of four, but
no, and even triple are pretty uncommon.
Yeah. But double pane is the standard nowadays.
Yes.
So when I go list a house, oftentimes there will be fogged up windows where the seal between the outer glass and the inner glass on a window has lost its seal. Moisture gets in there, and it's all fogged up. It's really not fog. I'm not sure what that is inside there, but
well, basically, when you start seeing the fog, that's the calcium deposits from the water or the moisture inside starting to embed itself in the glass. It starts to turn into foggy white, no different than a shower door.
Oh.
When you use your shower door, if you notice, a lot of people have white foggy stuff at the bottom of the shower door after a period of time, and that's the calcium deposits, mineral deposits from the water. So you have the same thing inside a window once it breaks the seal.
And you can't really fix that, can you?
No, about the only thing you can do is replace the unit itself. Some people will tell you can replace just the outside pane or the inside pane, but really the proper and good way to do it to get a warranty back on the window is to replace the thing sealed from a factory. So you can get a 5 or 10 year warranty, depending on where the product comes from.
And do you guys actually seal that up, or do you get it from a factory?
We do not. It actually comes from a factory, an insulated facility that is, in a sense, licensed to do that.
Okay.
As far as what they do, is they offer a 10 year warranty. Whereas if we were to do it in house, we would offer no warranty because, you know, we're not properly licensed to do that.
Do you know, how do you find out where your window came from?
That is the tough part, especially if it's a newer home or a home that's 10 years ago. You know, if you don't have the receipts, then a lot of times it's just hunting it down. And the other thing that makes it hard is now there's energy-efficient glass. You know, energy-efficient, low-E's and things like that, and all of them have different colors to them. So that can make it even more difficult
to get the right one.
Mm-hmm.
But something I found out some years ago is that you can there's actually a mark on a window as to where the manufacturer was.
Yes. A lot of them on what they call the spacer, which is between the two panes of glass, you will see a stamp or something indicating, you know, who the manufacturer of the window was. From there, you then maybe have to hunt down who carries that or who can get that particular manufacturer.
Right. So there's a lot to know about glass and mirrors. And if you have a question for Brian with Capital Glass, I suggest that you give us a call. We're at 405-840-1000. Go ahead. Help me out, Mike. I've been gone 2 weeks.
840-1000.
840-1000 on our listener line. And just call and ask a question. 840-1000. Boy, it went brain dead there for a second, Brian. So on the windows, you mentioned a different color. Mm-hmm. I know that when we had the big hailstorm back in, I think, 2010 or 11, it broke a lot of my windows.
Right.
And it was amazing to me that there was concern over the color of the glass.
Yes, and you can... Depending on the natural sunlight you get on it, you can tell sometimes very easily that there is a shade difference from a purplish or an amber hue versus a piece that is clear. And a lot of people think it's just clear glass. Well, it may have a tint.
Well, and I had a piece of glass brought out that had kind of a green tone to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked weird on the front of my house, so we didn't do that one.
Yeah. Well, as I was saying, green, and what people don't realize is when they say clear glass, most clear glass has a green hue to it. Maybe not a real strong hue, but it is green because of the iron in the glass.
Oh, okay.
That is all clear glass, unless you order what they consider a low iron, which is not usually used in windows. The glass on the edge has a green hue to it if you look at it.
Right. Right. Well, we do have a caller. Good morning, Debbie.
Yes. Am I on the air?
You are on the air.
Oh, okay. This is Deb, and my husband and I are thinking about redoing a shower, and I wanted to get some facts together before we proceeded. But one of my friends had told me that there was something that you could put on the glass that you wouldn't have to, in other words, make it maintenance-free. You wouldn't have to do anything to the glass, and it would stay looking nice. Is there such a thing?
Oh, you probably dreamed that, Debbie, because I can't imagine how my life would be if glass was maintenance-free. Let's ask Brian, though. Brian, what?
Well, there's not a maintenance-free, but there is coatings that are available. And the coatings, in a sense, protect your glass. It makes it easier to clean. It doesn't mean you don't have to clean it, but kind of what I was talking about with the windows, the calcium deposits and things like that, it keeps those from soaking into the pores of the glass and keeping it from turning white. So you may see the spotting of soap scum, mineral deposits and things like that, but then you're able to come in and just basically wipe it off or clean it off very easily versus a shower that is not protected with the coating. 3 or 4 years down the line, those embed themselves because you can't clean all of them off perfectly. And then, you know, you're stuck with a white, moldy look at the bottom of your door. So that basically just seals the inside of the glass and keeps it to where it's very minimal on the maintenance. It doesn't mean you don't have to clean it, though.
Now, do they put that on both sides of the glass?
No, typically it's just done on the inside.
Inside of the double pane?
Well, actually, shower door, you can do it. If you're doing it on a window, it would go on typically the exterior light of glass.
Okay.
If it's on a shower door, it goes on the interior side of the shower door.
Is it kind of like that jet dry you put in your dishwasher?
No. It would be a better way to refer to it, but almost like Rain-X.
Okay.
It's basically, it's a coating that's a two-part applied coating to the glass, and it's more of like a Rain-X. You can almost tell when water hits it which surface the coating's been put on.
It more beads up.
Beads up.
instead of just kind of sitting there.
Correct.
Well, Debbie, that ought to be at least a good start. And if you'll hang on, we're going to take a quick little break here. But I think Brian might have more information for you on making those choices. Shower doors can get expensive. So it's good to do a little bit of research ahead of time. We'll return right after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate. And we were on the phone with Debbie before the break. And Debbie, you're going to buy a shower door. And something that I have figured out is that shower doors can be very expensive.
Yes.
So do you have any other questions that you want to ask Brian? Brian is here, by the way, from Capital Glass and Mirror, 36th and MacArthur. You guys have been there for how long, Brian?
They've been at that location since 1974.
I was going to say longer than you've been alive.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
So, Debbie, what other questions do you have?
Well, I think he's pretty well answered it. I just know that I guess I'm going to have to put a little elbow grease with it, huh?
Yes.
Well, I mean, but you can order. Is that coating kind of like when you buy glasses, like eyeglasses, they put a coating on to make it easier to keep clean?
That's correct. If you want that to keep your cleaning easy and minimal as possible, you need to order it in advance. Don't wait and use it on an older shower door. That's unless your shower door is already in really, really good shape, you can buy it, do-it-yourself kits out there. But if you're going to buy a new shower door, you might as well get it at that point applied, because it comes straight from the manufacturer or the factory, depending upon what type of coating you want to use, and you're ready to go. And that starts it where it's in a good condition and keeps it there in the very beginning.
Is it expensive to put that on there?
It's not too costly. I mean, you know, expensive, that's kind of a,
well,
you know, it. You're expensive, my expensive.
Yeah.
Everybody else's expensive may be different. You know, I guess, is the cost worth it to somebody for the ease of maintenance? You know, it just depends on, do you like to clean your shower twice a day, once a week?
Twice a day?
We've had people that, yeah, they will clean it in the morning, they'll clean it in the evening. They clean it every time they shower. And that's what you need to do regardless with a shower door to keep the longevity is if, each time the shower door is used, squeegee it down, take any excess water, wipe it up with a towel. That helps with the longevity, no matter whether you have a coating on the glass or there's no coating. And that's,
you know, the Debbie, you going to get a rimless?
I'm sorry.
Are you going to get one with a rimless that is just glass and doesn't have the little metal edge around it?
They sure are pretty.
They are pretty, and they've got them with rollers on the top, kind of like the barn door style. Brian, do you guys do those over there?
We do the barn style. Mostly what we do in what they call the frameless are swing doors. There are the occasion where you do the barn style. Typically that's done in a shower application where there's limited swing room for a door. You know, otherwise, a lot of people do a swing door, whether it's you know, hinging off of a wall, you can use what they call a header at the top of a frameless, believe it or not. Doesn't mean it's not frameless, but basically it just creates a different way to pivot the door. So if you want the door to hinge out in the center of an opening or, you know, not necessarily on a wall but next to another panel, you can do that with a header.
Shower doors are kind of heavy, aren't they?
Yes. That's why typically we like to always anchor a door that is going to be hinged off a wall into a wood stud behind the tile. Most shower doors, they can range anywhere from 70 pounds up to 120 pounds just for the door. And we typically like to attach to a stud when we're hinging off of a wall. That way we can have that added security of knowing we don't have to rely upon tile just to hold a door.
Right. Well, Debbie, we hope we've answered your question.
Well, you have, and I do appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you, Debbie. I'm here with Brian from Capital Glass. We've been talking a little bit about shower doors and the rimless type. Is there anything that like, how heavy? We talked about 70 to 120 pounds. How thick is the glass?
Normal frameless shower door thickness is 3/8. You can go up to 1/2 inch. That's typically done when you're talking a really, really tall door, you know, to keep some of the, what they call bow out. You know, glass in a tempered manner for a shower door can have a little bit of a bow to it. So it might go up to 1/2 inch, but typically 90% of the time you see 3/8 for the thickness.
Okay. And it's clear. I mean, that's what's popular right now.
Popular right now is clear. You don't have too many options when you go up to the thickness of 3/8 as far as what's out there and available without getting very, very costly. So, you know, clear is typically the one you see people use. Yeah. They want to show off the tile.
Yeah, the tile work is so beautiful nowadays. We're going to talk more to Brian when we get back right after this little news break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KGOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company. You can call me and ask me a real estate question if you want to. It's 840-1000, and I am here in the studio with Brian Jones. And Brian, you're one of the owners of Capital Glass and Mirror at 36th and MacArthur, and that company has been there. It's a family-owned company, right?
Family-owned. I'm actually not one of the owners. That's actually my dad.
Oh.
And my mom.
Well.
I do a lot of the day-to-day for them as far as production, scheduling of installations, kind of overseeing those aspects of it. Do a lot of the technical aspects as far as troubleshooting, you know, as far as on an install or even for a customer coming in the store, as far as how to install what they've either bought from us or try to help them out with something existing and they're trying to find a replacement piece for an older shower door or whatever it may be.
Right. Well, anytime you're in a family-owned business, you could ask any one of my kids, and you know my kids, that there's a lot of hard work involved, and you take it to heart because your reputation depends on it, and you usually get excellent service from a family-owned business, is my experience.
Yeah, and we do our very best. You know, the company started with my grandpa back in 1959, and I'm a third generation, and I've done this now for 22 years of my life. The majority, I've only had one other job, and that was for 1 year. Everything else I've done has been in the glass business. So I grew up in the back learning how to cut glass because we cut it in store. You know, learning how to do the metal fabrication, learning how to do the installations. You know, so on and so forth. So it wasn't just, well, here you go, come on in and just have fun up here in the office. You know, I had to go through the...
Of course.
Through each aspect of it, you know, learning how to maintain the machines, things
right.
Like that.
It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where that's a family-owned business as well. And their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to help you select the right material to put on your roof, to do any deck repair, that kind of stuff, before they put your roof on, and to handle your insurance claim for you. So, Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. And our word today is tempered. Tempered. You know, you hear about tempered glass, and like automobiles, everything on an automobile has to be tempered glass, right?
That is correct. And the windshield is actually laminated, but everything else on a car is tempered.
And laminated meaning that it stays in one piece.
It stays in
much.
One piece, has an inner layer, whereas tempered is referred to as a safety glass. So you'll see tempered in side windows of cars, back window of a car, shower door, entry doors into a house or a business, any type of window or glass that goes down to the floor in residential and or in commercial, by law, should be tempered.
Well, do you know, we made a decision for the height of our windows from the distance off the floor based on tempered glass. Because if you had to put tempered glass, cost more.
That is correct.
And when you're dealing with 8-foot tall windows, you would just as soon have plain glass. If it's not going to be in an area that's likely to be broken.
Right. Well, and that's something else some people may want to keep in mind is just because the law does not state it has to be tempered, there may be certain applications where you want to put tempered glass in just for the safety of who is either around it, being little kids, or, you know, is it a high traffic area to where if it should break, what tempered glass does when it breaks is it breaks into 1,000 little pieces. Just imagine your sidecar of your window or, you know, of the car. Same thing for a shower door. It's the same type of glass. Should it break, it's going to go 1,000 little pieces. It's going to be all over the place.
Well, and it won't, like, have a shard come down and decide to cut off a limb.
Right. You're still going to get nicks and cuts and things like that, but you don't have to worry about large pieces of it coming down and potentially cutting you bad enough you have to go to the emergency room because you've cut through tendons and things like that. You may still get nicks and cuts. It doesn't mean you don't get cut. Just your safety has been dramatically increased because it's small pieces.
So tempered glass, is that, I'm thinking, a heat treated or something?
That's another way to put it, heat treated. So what they considered annealed glass, which is basically like a mirror or a piece that's non-tempered. So annealed is cuttable. You can do fabrication to it. They take a piece of annealed glass and they put it through a big furnace. And basically it heats it up very, very quickly and it cools it very, very quickly. And basically that changes the molecules of the glass. Now, I'm not smart enough to understand all that, but we've been up there several times, to what they call tempering facilities. And it's basically like a big oven, as they call it. And that's what does it, is it's a changing of the molecules of the glass that changes the form of it, of how it's, you know, made.
Right. So, and the requirements on that, I know that if it's like a couple of feet from a doorway, it has to be tempered in a house.
That's correct. Within 24 inch arc of a door. So basically 2 foot, within 2 foot of a door.
Okay.
Tempered glass.
Or 18 inches, if it's within 18 inches of the floor.
Correct.
It has to be.
All shower doors.
All showers.
Must be tempered.
Right.
You may have a shower door that was from 1970 and you want to replace the glass in it. If you bring it to us, by law, we have to put tempered glass in. So even if you don't have tempered at that point, we can't change it out without putting tempered glass in. If you have three panels to the shower and you bring us just one because that's the only one that got cracked, we, by law, have to bring all three up to code.
Wow.
So a lot of times, just replacing something, especially if it's older and it's out of date and out of code, it's not always the optimal thing to do. Whereas you can go in and buy a whole new shower door for a little bit more versus just replacing three pieces of glass or two pieces of glass.
And update your house. That's one of the mm-hmm. things that really does pay for itself in an upgrade to a house. Sometimes people do updates to a house and it doesn't really, it's not a good use of money. Shower doors is one of those things that you can get a large percentage return if you update your shower. And that includes a nice, clear shower door. If you've got a question for Brian or for me, give us a call, 840-1000. And Deb, good morning.
Good morning.
So do you have a question for me or for Brian?
Well, for Brian.
Okay.
I was really excited about this show coming up because I live in an older house, and my guest bathroom still has one of those trifold mirrors, you know, where all the sections open up to be a medicine cabinet behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it really dates my house. So I keep thinking maybe about replacing it. What are the current trends in mirrors?
Well, current trends in mirrors, if you have an older house and if you have, you know, updated it to kind of make it a little bit more traditional in a sense, there you could pull the medicine cabinet out, take the wing doors down. If you need to do sheetrock patches, do that, and then just basically put a mirror in a wood frame. A lot of homes now are going with a wood trim that has been mounted to the wall, and then we inset the mirror inside of it. So it's not like a frame mirror where it's mounted from the back. You actually see it from the face. So that would be one option to do. Another option you could do if you're kind of making your house a little bit more modern. A lot of those homes now, the trend is to do kind of either like a floating mirror, where we mount it to 3/4 plywood to make it look like it's standing out off the wall, or they're wrapping it with a metal framework that is a very thin line, kind of it has about a 5/8 lip that overhangs the face of the mirror. So it gives it a frame mirror look, but it's more of the metal frame instead of being kind of your traditional thick, bulky wood frame.
Okay. So do you have a showroom where you have samples of all of those things?
Yes, yes. Well, and some of we have samples on display. Other ones are ones we've taken pictures on jobs of things we have done for different customers. The unfortunate part about trying to display everything is as times change, it's very hard to keep up with having enough floor space for everything.
But you guys do have a good showroom to where you can see the different types of the glass and the different types of mirrors and stuff.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do people still bevel mirrors?
Yes, actually they do. And we're one of the few, there's two companies here in Oklahoma City that have beveling machines. And we're one of two here in the Oklahoma City area that do have beveling machines. Now we have limitations, obviously, which is it's a straight line. So as long as your piece of glass has a straight edge to it, it's not curved or anything like that, we can bevel it right there in-house.
I've seen in some of the upper-end houses mirrors that are just beveled, and that is the frame look.
That is correct. And that's the other thing you can do is you can do a bevel with a mirror. You know, you can really dress it up. You can do what we call a bevel overlay, which is where you take a mirror and we can do anywhere from 2 to 4 inches wide on a bevel strip where it's been beveled on both edges. And then that is applied to the face of the mirror. So it gives it a dimensional look to it. So you basically have mirror laid on top of mirror with the outer mirror being beveled.
Wow. So that sounds pretty fancy.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can get real fancy. It just really depends upon what somebody's wanting to go as far as looks.
I love the look of the mirror that kind of stands out from the wall. You've been in, like, museums and stuff where they've got the little glass frame explaining what's in the case or something, mm-hmm. and it extends from the wall a little bit, has a spacer. And those look really good.
Right. And that kind of goes back to that floating mirror look. And you can do the floating mirror look with a bevel on it. You know, one trend we saw, and it's still, you still see it from time to time, it just kind of has to match the house, is people were wanting to do a backlit mirror. So we were applying 3/4 plywood to the wall. They were wrapping with LED strips around the wood, and then we would put a mirror on the face of the wood, but overhang it 2 inches on the sides, maybe 1 inch at the bottom, 2 inches at the top. So you hide the mirror, hide the wood, and then it gives the glow behind it.
Well, that's kind of cool. How about the TV in the mirror? Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
The Waldorf Astoria in Vegas has the, well, there's several that do now. It used to be the Mandarin Oriental, and now it's the Waldorf Astoria and mm-hmm. City Center in Vegas, and that's such a pretty place to stay. But they have the TV to where you can walk back and forth between the bedroom and the bathroom, and you have a continuation. It's in the mirror.
Yeah. Well, and what we do, a lot of those were, you know, somebody wants that true mirror look, but with the TV in it, I will be the first to tell you that to get one that is very much looking like a mirror, you have to pay quite a bit of money. We do have one that we do. It's called mirror pane, which is often what you think of like in cop shows. You know, you can see in one side, you can't see in the other.
Right.
But then as the lighting changes, then you can see the other side. Well, we have a way that we've gone through and we can make portion of it where the TV isn't look as much like a mirror as close as you can get without actually silvering the back and then keeping the other portion to where the TV is.
Yeah.
So you can have your mirror look, but then obviously the TV in there as well. But it's not an exact match to a mirror.
You know that one-way mirror, is that what they call it, mirrored glass?
The mirror pane?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting that in our office. We're designing a new office right now. And I like that so that it's, you know, people can still see in or you can still see out, whichever. My daughter has that in her office because they do therapy for children.
Mm-hmm.
And the parent, they want the parent to be able to look in and watch the therapy session without it being distracting to the child inside for speech therapy, you know. So they have that in all of their doors.
Yeah. And you know, there is a trick to it, and a lot of people don't understand this, and so they may try to put it in, and it doesn't work for them. Whatever side you want somebody not to be able to see, the lighting has to be greater on that side.
Right.
If the lighting balances out, or there's more light on the side that you don't want to be seen on, then you can actually still see through.
Yeah, it's a little bit tricky, isn't
it? It's a little bit tricky, and you have to think about
that. In an office situation, that's pretty good because the hallways are typically not quite as bright as inside an office.
Right.
So we're talking to Brian Jones from Capital Glass and Mirror, 36th and MacArthur. And, Brian, you're a wealth of knowledge here. We're going to return. If you have a question for Brian, do give us a call. We've got time for another call, 840-1000, and we'll return right after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins you're listening to, and we have in studio today, if you'd like to ask a question, of Brian Jones of Capital Glass and Mirror. He's kind of educating us today. Brian,
yes.
Mirrors. You guys sell mirrors, and big mirrors.
Yes.
Little mirrors.
Yes.
Odd-shaped mirrors.
Anything. If somebody can think of it, bring it into us and let us look at it. It's not that everything is possible with mirrors, but there's a lot of things possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big mirrors, yes. We cut everything to size. We do not have anything in stock ready to go where somebody can just walk in and walk out. We buy in volume. We buy big sheets of mirror. Our sheet size that we cut from, one's a 6 foot by 12 foot. One's a 7 foot by 10 foot. So when people call up and they say, I need a big mirror, and they give us a size of 60 by 40, to a lot of people, that's a big mirror. To us, that is a medium-sized mirror.
Right.
So, you know, we can help provide different sizes, cut to size. You know, all of our mirrors, they either go through a polish machine to give them a finished edge, or, like I said earlier, we can bevel right there in-house. As long as it's straight line, we can bevel there in-house. So, you know, there's a lot of options. We also carry frame mirrors.
Well, what kind of, what are people doing with mirrors in houses? I saw a house with a mirror for the backsplash. Now, that's just someone that's got a lot of time on their hands to keep that thing shined up.
Yeah.
Backsplash in a kitchen mirror does not come to mind, but it was beautiful.
Well, and a lot of people now, they may be choosing to go with like a frame mirror over a vanity. They need to keep in mind as they do that, you know, if they're going to go buy a frame mirror from like Wayfair or Hobby Lobby or someplace like that, they only carry certain sizes without going into custom.
Right.
And so a lot of times they'll come back to us and say, okay, you know, what other options do we have? One option is, like I said earlier, to build a wood frame, nail it to the wall, and let us inset a mirror inside of that, which is still gives you kind of that frame mirror look.
Right.
You know, and you're really not doing custom at that point because you can do whatever size you want. It's not like it's a specialty molding they have to pull in or right. anything like that.
Yeah. And where else other than bathrooms are you seeing mirrors put in?
Oh, you see them in entryways, in living rooms, you know, on the sides of fireplaces. We did a mirror that was about 4 feet wide and about 10 foot tall on top of a fireplace mantle, and it went up from there. So people are picking places that are very visible to do those things. Another job we did had on both sides of the fireplace, and they took the mirror, and instead of just putting a plain mirror up there, they did a plain mirror, but they broke it into 9 pieces. So it gives it a divided look instead of just doing a, you know, one solid mirror. So
instead of wood inset panels, it was mirrored.
Mirrored. Yeah. And instead of just, like I said, instead of just doing just one piece of mirror to give it kind of a broken up, you know, different feel, we divided it into 9 total pieces to, in a sense, make one big piece.
Wow. A lot of things to do with mirrors, shower doors, glass, replacement glass. If you guys, I'm going to give you Capital Glass. Their phone number is 789-1485, 789-1485, or call our office. They've been there forever at 36th and MacArthur. And Brian, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, babe.
A wealth of knowledge, and we've learned a lot about mirrors and glass today. We'll see you guys right here next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.